TheFan.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAPreparedness.com, and we're broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. It's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPreparedness.com. And we're broadcasting at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and 3 p.m. And you can listen live at USAPreparedness.com. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Hey, there's a meetup Monday night at Ziggy's, and I'd love to have a Get Prepared Expo debrief with the entire class at Ziggy's. So I'd love to know what you liked about it. I'd like to know what suggestions you have to make it even better. That's this Monday, Ziggy's, Springfield, Missouri. Freeze-dry guy's in the studio with us this morning here in Missouri. Welcome, freeze-dry guy.
Good morning, sir. How are you? Well, if you knew how far I had to come to get here, people would not believe it.
Yeah, well, it's a 4,000-mile round trip, right?
Well, I meant right here.
Right here in the studio.
Yeah.
Now, so I can call you G? Is that
now that we have moved to the next level, yes. You're the inner circle.
So I can call you G. And when are you going to tell me what G stands for?
Well, it's
soon,
it's
right?
Pretty much a no-brainer if we think about it. Guy to my very best friend.
Okay. So I'll be able to call you Guy in a couple of years?
Oh, now it'll work.
I can call you Guy. Freeze-dry guys here. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller's at the farm. I'll tell you what. I just want to make a quick comment. Yesterday, we spent the entire day with Rick, and he did his seminar, How to Think Like a Navy SEAL. And he taught the entire class how to hypnotize ourselves very, very quickly. And we start around 2 o'clock doing a deeper and deeper hypnosis. And I have a 3 o'clock broadcast. I'll tell you what, I almost missed the broadcast. I hypnotized myself so deeply that I almost missed the afternoon broadcast. I am not kidding. I had 10 minutes to go, and I pulled myself out of the hypnotic state. I said, uh-oh. And I was at the Cowan Civic Center. And just made it. Just made the afternoon broadcast. So very, very interesting techniques that that Rick has developed for thinking like a Navy SEAL. You'll get a chance to learn how to do that at the next Get Prepared Expo, and that's July 20th and 21st. So the next two expos are July 20 and 21 and October 19 and 20. So if you want to put that on your calendar, I suggest you consider doing that. Our newest instructor's with us. He made it to the Get Prepared Expo, and he is the founder of a mint. He mints gold. His name is Edward Campbell. Welcome, Ed Campbell.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Ed, you were at your first Get Prepared Expo, and I understand you brought some gold, and you sold out. Is that right?
Well, we didn't sell out on all of the denominations, but I'll tell you what, you sure pull a lot of people together that know what they want to do, and it's all about being prepared for what might be coming.
Okay. Yeah, I heard this rumor. So you sold out on some denominations?
That's correct. We offer fractional 24-karat gold certified fine gold bars, and we have them in very small denominations from 1 gram all the way down to an eighth of a gram. And they're specifically targeted for people who would be interested in bartering with smaller amounts. And we had one denomination that was completely sold out and another that we almost sold out on. So we were very shocked and very pleased. We brought an awful lot with us and didn't take much back.
Well, I'm delighted. I'm delighted you had a great experience. You know, people were telling me that they were delighted. You even got involved in bartering with gold right there at the Get Prepared Expo.
You know, that's true. We, my partners and I went around the expo, and, of course, there's all kinds of wonderful things to look at and play with and purchase there. And we got very much caught up in bartering, and we found that it was very receptive. And that gave us the idea to see if we could do it around town. And we went to three or four different establishments in town. No one ever even blinked an eye. They just absolutely agreed that that was the right way to go. We bought signs. We bought all sorts of stuff. So it was pretty amazing.
And you're talking, and Ed, you're talking about in Lebanon, Missouri. I assume that that was the first time that you had been in Lebanon, Missouri, so no one really knew you as a person they've seen over and over and over again, you know. So you were able to barter right then and there. They trusted you. They believed that you were not going to rip them off, right?
That's correct. As one example, some of our signage was damaged en route from Phoenix to Missouri, so we went mm-hmm. to a local sign company and ordered two custom-made signs. And I might add that it was very great service and all that. When we came back to pick them up, they gave us the price, and we actually offered them a gold bar in exchange for it, and they were quite happy to do that.
That's really neat. It really is. Well, let's talk about, you started this, Mint. What was the impetus to cause that to happen?
Well, as you probably noticed, I have a great face for radio. I'm not exactly a spring chicken either. And I don't know about you, but I've got a pretty heavy bug-out pack, and my survival essentials are critical to me. Mm-hmm. But I also realize that if you're going to be hoofing it anywhere, I live in a very big city, millions of people, so if anything happens at all, I need to get out of that city, and I can't depend on transportation or anything else to do that. So like most people, I looked for bartering tools that I could use along the way to replenish my material. And silver is about the only product we could find out there that really enabled you to have a transaction of a smaller size. You might go into a store and want some groceries. You don't want to buy the store. You just want some groceries. So you need to have bartering tools that are appropriately sized for the transaction. And again, being kind of lazy and having a big, heavy pack, I thought that gold being 53 times as light as silver for a value-to-value exchange, it would be a lot better if we had smaller bars. So I started creating smaller pieces. My neighbors and family and friends wanted some, and next thing you know, we have Noble Mint.
Yep. Class is spelled N-O-B-L-E. N-O-B-L-E, Mint, M-I-N-T, .com. NobleMint.com. Ed, can you describe for our class what this gold bartering these bars look like and how they're packaged, because I think it's absolutely fascinating. They fit in your wallet and they won't get lost.
Well, that's correct. You know, when you have very small pieces of gold, and a 1 gram piece of fine gold is a little bit smaller than the size of a postage stamp and about as thick as a business card. So I felt like it would be a good idea to protect those. You know, some people sew them into their clothes for security, things like that. But I really wanted it to be more of a tool where you could actually be able to see the card on both sides, but still, or the gold on both sides, but still be able to protect it. So we actually die cut cards, and the cards, you've seen them. It's the golden rule on the outside of the card. We are very much biblically based on this, and the gold is actually laminated in a window inside the card. so it's perfectly visible. They are truly minted, so the purity as well as the weight is stamped on it and the mint signature, so it's the real thing. But it's in a manner, as you said, that you can put in your wallet, you can drop them in the bottom of your bug-out bags, throw them in the back of your car someplace, and they're there when you need them.
Ed Campbell, you believe that gold is a excellent way to barter, and some of the people who are new to this may not understand what we're talking about and how people would accept gold. But you know, if you look, I don't know a single person who has a paper wedding band, you know, made out of a Federal Reserve note. I don't know a single person who has one. And my wedding band has been passed down through a couple generations in my family. So I'm not the first one to wear it. And it is gold. And so is my wife's. Hers was passed down to her, too. So gold has stood the test of time, and I really like it. And I think what you've done is really brilliant. I think that, you know, we've got the gold coins. We can buy a quarter ounce, tenth ounce, half ounce, 1 ounce. But you know, if you're looking at a gold 1 ounce coin that's, well, let's say ranging from between $1,600 an ounce to, let's say, $1,800 an ounce, it's really not divisible for most transactions. And I think what you've found is a brilliant way to do it. It's good looking. It's easily put in your wallet. You're not going to lose it because it's the size of a credit card. I think I want to congratulate you. I just love it. And when I talked to you about doing this before we met at the expo, I really believe that it would be a big hit. And Marjorie Wildcraft and I were talking about that yesterday afternoon on the radio about, you know, she has it and she bought yours and she just loves it. So there it is. Because she was saying that not everybody's going to have $1,600 to plunk down to buy some gold, but they can buy smaller amounts. And can you tell us what the pricing is roughly for some of the denominations that you have?
Sure, I can. We sell a gram at $70, and it goes down to half a gram, which is about $40, a quarter of a gram, which ranges right around $25, and an eighth of a gram for $15.
Okay. 1/8 of a gram for $15, really neatly packed, so I think you're going to be impressed. NobleMint.com, N-O-B-L-E, mint.com. Ed Campbell, our newest instructor. I'm Vince Finelli. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options. options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
As we're talking about bartering, bartering with gold, and very tiny, tiny amounts, much smaller than the gold that you've seen traditionally used. For example, if you want to buy gold in coins, I suggest you consider Midas Resources. Outstanding organization. Outstanding. Midas Resources for your gold coins. And silver. And if you're interested in gold in very, very small amounts, then what we're talking about is bartering with very, very small amounts of gold in a package. In a package that's like my Missouri driver's license. It's laminated, and in the middle there's a small wafer of gold that people understand what it is. And you know, we're getting to the point where people don't trust the Federal Reserve notes. Let me tell you what I mean by that. Somebody was kind enough to pass a $100 Federal Reserve note. Some people call them frauds, F-R-A-U-D, Federal Reserve Accounting Unit dollar. Well, not only did we get a fraud at the Get Prepared Expo, we got a counterfeit fraud. So someone passed one of our people a counterfeit $100 Federal Reserve note. Now, it makes me angry. It makes me angry thinking about that. So I would rather trust gold. I'd rather trust silver. than a Federal Reserve note. That's just a piece of debt, a debt instrument, and we think it actually has value. So here we are. We're talking with Ed Campbell about bartering with gold. And the freeze-dry guy during the break told me a great, great story. And freeze-dry guy, I'd like you to share that with all of us here. What a neat story about bartering with gold. Please tell us that story.
Sure, sure. Well, by the way, Ed, I appreciate what you're doing here, and it's nice meeting you.
Yep. Okay. I shook your hand many times and enjoyed some of your food there at the expo, so it's excellent.
Well, let me just interrupt, okay, guys, about that. The freeze-dry guy cooked dinner, and there were about 300 of us for dinner. And it was a really large room. We combined all the seminar rooms into one, and the freeze-dry guy and his son were cooking, and we had two lovely ladies serving. Now, they got about a half-hour head start on 300 people, and two people serving, two people cooking. He fed about 300 people, something like that, and it worked.
Now, you got to remember here, Vince, cooking for me is boiling water. Okay, beyond that, it's all over. And luckily, in fact, the only problem we had was keeping up with everybody, because it takes about 10 minutes for the product to sit in the water.
And there was no waste. No waste.
Oh, well, almost none. I mean, these girls were keeping everybody happy.
But what I'm saying is if we had maybe two cups of food that was not served, that would have been a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, and the neat thing about freeze-dry guy food is that you can make what you need without cooking more than you need. So that was really neat. So please tell us a story, freeze-dry guy, about gold and bartering that you know about.
Sure. And Ed, when you were talking about the small denominations, that dovetailed right in this and reminded me of this situation. In church over 30 years ago, met a nice couple, a very nice couple, Vietnamese folks. When Saigon fell, and they had worked for the embassies there, they were left high and dry, as so many were. But anyway, he indicated how they got out, got through road checkpoints such as this, and they covered a lot of distance, got a long ways into Cambodia finally, which was kind of rough because old Pol Pot was rounding up everybody he could. Still, what they had were, think of a little insert in your shoe, and you probably know of this thing, I'm sure. But it's like an insert, the shape of your shoe inside, and very thin sheets of gold that were laminated, basically, think of a sticky note. And they would just peel off a sheet or two, depending on what they thought this guard would go for. And they'd jump into the bushes, pull the shoe off, do this, hand him a sheet. If he shook his head no, they'd pull another one out of the other pocket. And that got him through many checkpoints. That story always stuck with me.
There you go. Bartering with gold, people recognize it. It's malleable. You can hammer gold into really thin sheets, and that's what happened. Freeze-dry guys with us. Ed Campbell. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAprepares.com. We're talking about bartering. We're talking about being creative. We're talking about not getting stuck with Federal Reserve notes. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food during the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something else.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
Today. God, you're... Take my... You go to the... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Talking with Ed Campbell about bartering. We're talking about gold. We're talking about do people accept gold? And the answer is they absolutely do. And Ed Campbell proved it. as a matter of fact, we had some USA Preparers coffee mugs. These I really like them. Freeze dry. Are these interesting coffee mugs?
Oh, I love them. Yeah, they're great.
Well, we had them for sale, and what we were doing is we were offering you could buy a coffee mug for $8, and we'd fill it up with coffee for the entire weekend. we thought that that would be a great way to, you know, for the price of a coffee mug, we'd fill it up with coffee for all weekend. And one of our guys came back with some gold because Ed won some coffee mugs for coffee. and one of my guys said, "Hey, look at this. Isn't this cool?" And, you know, now here's, I thought that was really neat because nobody came to me and said, would it be okay if we traded, bartered? And I thought it was wonderful. I love it when USA prepares, the team makes decisions on their own and, you know, don't, and they don't ask me. I really love it. And I thought it was the coolest thing. So, and this was a, you know, a person who, you know, is not in in the gold business and just decided that that was a really cool thing. So I wanted to share that with you. Bartering is really, really a good way to go. I don't know if I told you this, Ed, but Eddie Allen was with us from Expo Number 1, and he mints gold and copper medallions, like 1 ounce silver, gold, and copper. And he brought about 3,000 copper rounds to the Expo Number 1. And, you know, so who has seen a 1 ounce copper medallion before that? And he was talking about bartering with that. And he said, yeah, you really can do this. So a lady who was at the Expo Number 1 bought some from him. And she wanted to see if he was kidding or not. So she went around the Expo to see if she could barter with those copper medallions. And she made, tried to buy three things with them. And two of the purchases she was able to buy. One of them, the guy said, geez, you know, I'm not the owner, so I can't make that decision. But if it were up to me, I would do it. So it actually works. It works. Have you ever been turned down in a barter situation as you've attempted to barter with gold?
I have. You know, and it's typically that exact scenario where the person who's behind the register really can't make that call. So they feel like, you know, their hands are tied. But I, you know, listening to Freeze Dry Guy's little story here just before the break, you know, even the United States government understands that their currency is really not very valuable. When they send out special forces teams into the bad country, typically they'll give the team leader a gold cougar in. And I have had the honor to befriend many of these patriots and heroes in the past, and they've told me stories about how they, you know, they keep that cougar in. And, you know, sometimes even under the best of conditions, they can't, for one reason or another, be extracted by their team members. So they're on their own to get out of the Badlands, and that cougar in is, in many cases, their ticket out of there, because everyone understands the value. No matter where you go in the world, no matter what you're doing, they know how valuable that is.
Yeah, and the British forces, Freestyle Guy, what do they carry with them, the British forces?
Well, I imagine it changes periodically, but over the years, sovereigns, British sovereigns, and even back to the old James Bond movies, that's true. They had them sewn into various things, apparel in their suitcases and all. But it's smaller, you know, it's a smaller coin.
Yeah, like 1/10 ounce gold sovereign sewn into the linings of their uniforms or jackets, you know, and so forth. Yeah. So gold is the universal barter tool, I think. It really is. As a matter of fact, if you had to extricate yourself from a bad situation, you know, there goes the wedding ring, right? There it goes. And yes, it does have sentimental value, but it's universally accepted. It really is, because people can read, you know, 14K, 18K, 22K. They know what, you know, 14 karat means. So yeah, it's a great barter tool, and I think everybody should have some. I think everybody should have gold. I think everybody should, if you know, we've recommended, Ed, that people take their money out of the bank except for 30 days worth of transaction amounts, and put the rest in some cash at their homes, in gold, in silver, at their homes, where safe places where they can store it and control it. Because if you look at Cyprus, how about Cyprus, Ed? What happens there when you have your money in the bank or your currency in the bank and they say, okay, look, we're only going to take 10% of it. Well, 20%. No, actually 30 or 40. No, really we mean 60% of all amounts over 100,000 euros. Imagine that. Imagine how frightening that must be to watch the system steal from us. That's why you need to have your own control over your own wealth. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. And, you know, you bring up another point, too, because bartering just with precious metals is not, you know, that's the most common and probably the most accepted. But, you know, from day one, when we're born, we immediately, that's the very first skill we learn, right? Bartering. I will stop crying if you give me something to eat or give me some attention. Fair enough? So this is a very natural thing for us to do, and we've gotten away from it. There's many cultures and nationalities around the world that they're insulted if you pay full price. They want the opportunity to barter with you, that transaction. That's what, you know, is valuable to them. So we as Americans need to get back in the mode of this thing. And I think that sites like Groupon and eBay and, you know, Priceline.com, those things, they're helping us to get back into that mental mode where it's okay to barter for goods and services. But we need to practice it. We need to be ready for it. Because as you said, if they turn off the banks, if they turn off the ATMs, it's what's in your pocket. So you need to have resources and barterable objects and things that are ready for you to be able to protect yourself and your family. And, you know, you gave me an opportunity to teach a class during the expo. And one of the things that I tried to tell my students is that you need to evaluate your particular situation. There's really going to be two kinds of scenarios in most any big catastrophe, right? You're either going to be a traveler, so you're carrying what you need, and you need barterable things, and precious metals is probably a great example for that because you can pack them away, they're easy to transport and secure. But you could well be the trading post, right? So maybe in that scenario, you're out on a farm or out in the woods someplace where you're protected and can store things and protect things, and now you're able to barter those goods and services to people that are travelers and going through to replenish their stocks. But everyone needs to have a plan. Now is the time to be planning. Don't wait. Now is the time to get this stuff and think about these scenarios. And, you know, you may have all of the supplies you need to protect your family for a year, but if they're home and you're on vacation or they're home and you're visiting someone 100 miles away, you need to think about that now. What's in your car? What are you carrying with you? So, again,
it's really interesting that it is really interesting you're talking about. One of the first things that we learn is to barter. And our puppy is 16 weeks old. He's an English Mastiff. He's probably about maybe 63 pounds now. He's 16 weeks old. And last night, he was teaching us a bartering lesson. He was going to chew on the freeze-dried guy, chew on his arms, his feet, his legs, and he kept chewing on him. And he convinced me that if I gave him some toast, he would knock it off. So he taught me.
There you go.
He taught me exactly what. Yeah. He was bartering with me, like, if you give me some, and he loves toast. He loves hard, crispy toast because he's teething. And so he taught me that if I would do that, he would stop chewing on the freeze-dried guy and he'd stop chewing on Ricky Rocket, you know, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. So you're absolutely right. Hey, tell us about when you were teaching the expo class, what were people thinking? What were they concerned? What did they want to know, and what were their fears?
Well, you know, the biggest fear they have is that they don't know if they're prepared, and they don't know what they need to be prepared. Yeah, I'm in my mid-50s. I might be a little generous with that. You and I are about the same age. Do you remember in grade school having nuclear bomb drills where you crawl under your desk and, you know, things like that? Or do you remember driving down the street, you'd see all the shelter signs?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Craig Douglas was at the expo, and he had a lot of that material, including the radiation detection survey meters, and I bought a couple that I didn't have to add to my collection of radiation detection. Yes, duck and cover, get under the desk, get out in the hall, you know, sit on the floor, put your knees against your chest. Yes, we did all that. You're absolutely right.
Exactly, but we were all afraid of what? It was the possibility of nuclear war, the Cold War was in swing, and people were worried about that. Worried is the word. People are scared now. I have never seen people so afraid. They don't know what they can trust. They don't know who they can trust. They have no idea where they could go. I mean, we're thinking of our government may be the enemy in some cases. So people just aren't prepared for this. It's heartwarming to see all these people coming and wanting to learn and wanting to get ready. And that's a responsible thing to do.
Ed Campbell, Vin Finelli, Freeze-Dry Guy, we're all with you this morning. This is USAPreparedness.com. We're talking about bartering. And we'll talk about the other fears that people have when we come back right after these few short commercial announcements.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it. We listened. And we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's in the studio. We saw him looking through the French doors, glass doors into the studio, and he's grinning from ear to ear, and the freeze dry guy's in here with us. Rick, how was, what did you think of the expo? What happened there?
I made a lot of new friends. It was wonderful. People that I had seen before, but I had not really gotten to know, like the freeze dry guy. It was a pleasure to have time with him. He's going to drive me to the airport in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, I don't know if you know this, but yesterday during your seminar, your special seminar on how to think like a Navy SEAL, it was around 2 o'clock. It was around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You were teaching us how to go deeper down into hypnosis. And I brought myself. You know, you had the whole classroom there was filled, and I was watching Craig Douglas, our radiation guy. He really went really, really deep.
Yeah.
I was afraid he was going
to... We had to go down and look for him.
He was down so far. You know, the rest of us were pulling out, and he was still deep, deep, deep down. And I was actually worried about him. But,
No, you don't have to worry about that. That's actually a very healthy place to go in and out.
Yeah. Well, what happened to me, Rick, was, we started around 2 o'clock, and I started going deeper and deeper and deeper. And I pulled out of it like 10 minutes to 3. And you know, I'm on the air at 3 o'clock. It's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, but, you know, actually...
I almost missed the broadcast.
No, you didn't, though, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't. But why is it that I didn't? Did I know subconsciously?
Well,
that
there's, you know, you're not really unconscious at all, actually. And even if you were, to some extent, you're still aware. That's what alpha states are about. Mm-hmm. It's the place where you do a lot of your dreaming. And mm-hmm. that's where you're, you know, organizing what happened and how you feel about things. And it's when you go into deep sleep, that's when you can lose it. But alpha is when you come back up and kind of look around without becoming conscious and looking around, just seeing if it's okay to go back down into deep sleep again.
Yeah, well, you know, you said we need to ask a question, and the question that I asked myself, I didn't mention to anybody this, and I'll reveal it right now, was should I do another expo? And so that was the question. I waited for the right moment. I asked myself the question in my mind, and boom, the answer was instantaneous, Rick. I mean, boom. Yes.
Simple yes.
It was simple as that.
That's the way it always works. People doubt themselves, but always, everybody always knows what they want to know. It's just the first impression is the accurate one. Mm-hmm. And then when you start to think about it, it creates a doubt, and then you start coming up with alternatives. Mm-hmm. That's what screws everything up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. I asked the students yesterday what they thought, and they were grinning from ear to ear. They've never seen anything like what you do, and they're going to come back again and again. As a matter of fact, some of them had never listened to us on the air, and they are going to listen to us on a regular basis to learn more about the technologies that you teach.
What I'm hoping is that we have more call-in questions, because that's where I respond best. Rather than trying to prepare something,
right.
It would be, what do you want to know?
Okay.
Mr. Wizard.
Yeah, so going forward on Thursday mornings at Genesis Communications Network class, if you want, you can join
Give
Rick
them the phone number so they know how to call in.
Okay, well, the phone number, we have a special line, and that phone number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And we're on with Ed Campbell of the Noble Mint. Ed, did you get a chance to meet Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
You know, I did, and it was an honor to meet you, sir, and I just really appreciate the service you gave to our country and our nation.
Well, thank you. It's mostly I was just in laboratories. I very rarely got in the field.
Ed Campbell, thanks so much for being with us. It's noblemint.com, NobleMint.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, RichardAllenMiller.com, and FreezeDryGuy.com. He's got a sale going on right now, FreezeDryGuy.com. I suggest you consider it if you're looking for the best in freeze-dried food. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is I get a big hug from Rick Miller and the freeze-dry guy. Honesty and integrity, what happens next is up to you.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.